Lord God, give us your strength, your mighty power, that we might stand firm in the day of evil and every day. Amen. Phone, wallet, keys. These are the things that are my essentials that I will not leave the house without. All right, phone, wallet, keys. Pretty basic, pretty simple. If I am walking out the door and I realize that I've forgotten one, even if I'm in my car and driving down Main Street to Highway 14 and I realize that I've forgotten phone, wallet, keys, although it's kind of hard to forget the keys when you're already in the car. If I've forgotten my phone or my wallet, I will pull off at Dollar General, turn around, and come back home to get what I am missing, because phone, wallet, keys, those are the essential things that I will not leave the house without. Now, if the kids are also coming, things get a little more complicated, don't they? Right? If the kids are also coming wherever I'm going, well, then about maybe an hour, half an hour for sure, before our departure time, my wife and I, mostly my wife, will be running around the house to locate a plethora of other things, right? Snacks, sippy cups, diapers, the diaper bag, picnic lunch, stroller in the trunk, change of clothes for both of them, just in case. And the list goes on, right? There's a pile that accumulates that becomes essential when the kids are coming along. What are the essential things that you will not leave the house without? Whatever your list looks like, whether it looks like the list that I had before I had kids or the list that now we have sometimes since we have had kids, whether it has many things on it or few, today the Apostle Paul tells you, go back and check your list. Go back and make sure that one more essential thing is on it that you will not leave the house without. Make sure you have armor. Armor. Yes, armor. Because the truth of the matter is, whether you see it with your eyes or not, the truth of the matter is that every time you step out of the door, every time you open your eyes on a new day in this world, you are stepping out into a war. There is an enemy that stands against you, that wants to defeat you, that wants to bring you to the most terrible fall. And if you are not equipped with everything you need to resist him, then you stand in greater danger than you could ever know. Who is this enemy against whom your God calls you to be strong, to stand firm? Well, Paul makes it very clear, doesn't he, in what we read just a few moments ago. The army against which we stand does not consist in flesh and blood, but rather in the rulers, the authorities, the powers of this dark world, the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. The enemy that we stand against, it is not a human enemy. It is not even an enemy that belongs to this world, this physical place that we exist in. No, this enemy is a spiritual enemy, a spiritual army, with spiritual and very real power. And the mastermind who schemes at the helm of this spiritual army is none other than the devil. And that, friends, I hope you don't miss the significance of this. If the great enemy of Christians, if the great enemy of the church is a spiritual enemy, then remember that means his goals and the fall to which he wants to bring Christians and Christ's church is a spiritual fall, not a worldly fall, not a flesh and blood fall. That is true. Even when we look at the world around us, when we look at this flesh and blood surroundings that we dwell in, that we live our lives in, and we see so many dangers, so much destruction, so many threats to our life and well-being. Ultimately, the devil and his evil angels, they are not interested, ultimately, in causing difficulty in your life here on earth and in ruining your plans and in making you uncomfortable. That is not their goal. It may be a means that they use. But their ultimate goal is a spiritual goal. The goal of the enemy of Christ and his church and of Christians, it is to separate you from your God. It is to rope you into the devil's fate, to be cut off from God's goodness and blessing and compassion for all eternity. The goal of your great spiritual enemy is to drag you away from your God and into hell. And so, God calls you to stand firm. Because you stand in a place that is not where the devil wants you to be. You stand today by virtue of your faith in Jesus, the Son of God. You stand in the Lord, not in the devil's clutches. Because even though by nature, the way you were born into this world, you were an enemy of God. You were under the devil's power, even though you have a sinful and selfish default setting in your heart that wars against God, that fights only for itself, this sinful nature. Even though that was you, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, united himself to your humanity, took on human flesh, lived the life that you ought to have lived but didn't, and then died the death that you deserved so that you would never have to. He suffered hell in your place so that you could be reunited with the God who created you for himself. He now lives to prove that his payment on your behalf, the punishment he took, has been completely successful. That you now stand redeemed, restored, forgiven, and have the status of a child of God through the Holy Spirit's work in your baptism and through his word in your life. You do not stand in the devil's clutches today. You stand in the Lord because of what Jesus has done for you. So God calls you to be strong in the Lord, to stand firm against Satan and every one of his attacks. Notice he doesn't say, be strong in yourself. Notice he doesn't say, dig deep within you and be strong. Because the Apostle Paul knows just how futile that would be. We still have, even though we stand in the grace of God, we still have that sinful nature, each of us, don't we? That still can be fanned into flame against our God's will and against the faith that he's created in our hearts. If we stand against the devil on our own, we don't really stand much of a chance. But that's why Paul doesn't suggest it today. Instead, he says, be strong in the Lord. Be strong, not with your own strength. Be strong with the strength of Jesus. Be strong with the strength of the Savior who already trampled Satan beneath his feet, who stands victorious over sin and death and hell forever, who now sits at the right hand of the Father and reigns over all. Stand firm and be strong in his mighty power. And you do this because, well, he has made that power available to us. You see, Jesus has given us everything we need to stand victorious against the devil. He has given us the truth that reveals the devil's lies for what they are. He has given us his own righteousness, God's approval, his declaration of approval in his sight, that Jesus' perfect life earned. God gave it to us when Jesus took our sins in exchange on the cross. He has given us, I got to remember what order it goes in now, don't I? He has given us peace with God, a fully restored relationship with him, as if we had never sinned. He has given us righteousness. He has given us, he has given us salvation, a completed salvation, which Jesus declared on the cross, it is finished. And because of his completed work, we look forward to eternal glory, eternal life with him. He's given us faith, not only the faith that lives in our hearts, this subjective appropriation and owning of the things that Jesus gives us, but he's also given us the faith, the facts of what he has done for us. He's given us, without a doubt, the true events of our salvation, his life and his death and his resurrection that are unshakable. They happened no matter what the devil may try to do with our reliance on them. And he's given us his word. He's given us his word in which he communicates every single one of these things to us, through which the Holy Spirit works to give them to us personally. And then the privilege of prayer, by which he gives us the right to call the mighty aid of God to bear on the situations and the troubles of our lives. Jesus has given us objectively everything we need for us to stand firm against the devil. And now the Apostle Paul says, make it yours every day. Put on the full armor of God. Jesus has given you everything. He's presented to you everything you need for resisting the devil. Now don't leave home without it. Put it on, that truth, like a belt around your waist. Buckle on Jesus' righteousness to protect your heart like a breastplate. The peace that God gives you from knowing that he is never angry with you, but is totally restored to being your good and merciful Father in heaven, and you are restored to being his dearly loved child. That peace, fit your feet with it, and let it make you ready for whatever God leads you into, even if it is a battle. That faith, that those articles of your faith, hold them up against the devil's attacks, to extinguish every one of them. My Jesus lived and died and rose for me. Nothing you say can change those facts. Put on your completed salvation like a helmet so that the devil's lies cannot reach your mind and cause you trouble. Wield in one hand God's word and in the other prayer to defend yourself against every one of the devil's attacks, to bring God's power to bear in your heart and in your life. God has given you, Christians, everything you need to stand firm, to be strong in the Lord with His mighty power. So every day, equip yourself with it. That is one of the devil's most critical temptations for Christians, isn't it? To tempt Christians to think that maybe just today, I don't need that armor. It's so clunky. It's so awkward to wear the armor of God in today's modern society. It'd be a whole lot easier to maneuver in this world if you just took off that helmet and unbuckled that belt. It would be so much more fluid to move through the world that you're going out into if you were unencumbered by the things God's word says. Besides, you're just going to school. You're just going to work. You don't really need armor there, do you? You see, the devil knows that as long as you are strong in the Lord and in His mighty power, he can do nothing against you. So his great temptation for a Christian is for us to put aside that power, that armor that God gives us. But friends, do you see how foolish that would be? When every day, when we leave our house, every moment, every day that we open our eyes on this world, we are entering a battle. Imagine you're a firefighter, and you know that when you run into a burning building, there is a suit of equipment that is going to keep you safe, that is going to prevent you from being burned and asphyxiated by the flames and the smoke. How foolish would it be to say, the helmet's kind of uncomfortable. I think I'm just going to leave it off for this one. Or say, that breathing apparatus is kind of bulky. I just won't wear it this time. That would be inviting disaster, would it not? In the same way, to walk one step out into this world, not clad in the armor that Jesus has so graciously given you, is to invite disaster for your soul, for eternity. So friends, don't take one step without the armor that Jesus has given you. Confirmants, today is a day when we kind of send you out a little bit. Right? We've wrapped up our course of formal confirmation study, and today it feels a little bit like the end of something, doesn't it? Do you remember what I told you a few times, maybe more than a few, through the course of these last 2 years? Confirmation is not graduation. Remember that? Yeah, okay, they're nodding their heads. Confirmation is not graduation. Sure, you won't have a 3:30 p.m. on Wednesday's appointment with me to come and talk about what Jesus has done for you anymore. And you won't have me assigning you Bible readings and memory work to engage with and get God's word into your mind and your heart anymore. But don't let this be the end of your putting on the armor of God. Some responsibility now falls to you, and I know that your parents will help you with this. Keep on doing it, Mom and Dad. But now some responsibility falls on you to make this a part of your day. Don't leave home without the full armor of God. Set aside time to read your Bible. Set aside time for prayer because God's word, his gospel, is the means, remember, that means of grace, this gospel and word and sacrament, by which he gives Jesus righteousness, Jesus peace, Jesus salvation, Jesus hope and joy and all the rest. How he gives you his truth, how he places this sword in your hand to resist the devil. Make time for it in your day. Make time for this gathering of believers around the means of grace in your schedule. Because here you come together with the army of God. You stand shoulder to shoulder to strengthen and encourage each other, just as these people are doing for you today. They're so happy for you. Come as you will, in just a few minutes, regularly to the Lord's Supper. Because here, most intimately, Jesus unites himself to you through his body and his blood for the forgiveness of your sins. Here he brings his power and gives it to you, straight to you, individually, straight to the heart. Remember your baptism daily. Remember what Jesus did for you there, how he claimed you out of the army of Satan and brought you into the family of God. These are the things, right? These are the things by which you will go forward from this day and seeing it not as graduation, but as the foundation upon which you will build every day of your life. The house isn't done yet. God willing, you are closer to the beginning of your walk of faith, your walk with him, than you are to its end. Continue to be strong, not in yourselves, but in him and in his mighty power. As for the rest of you, same thing. Whether you're being confirmed today or you were confirmed 75 years ago or whatever it was, there is never a day that you don't step out into a battle. There is never a day when you do not need what Jesus has done for you. So there is never a day when you don't need to put on the full armor of God, to take what Jesus has done for you and to equip yourself with it again. Jesus has accomplished your salvation. His power he offers to you so that the devil will be powerless and overmatched against you. Put it on today and every day. Put on the full armor of God, and you will stand firm. Be strong in the Lord. Amen.